This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is Summit News Hour, 22nd of September 2022. And while the dystopian social credit score purge accelerates, of course, this is something that we've been affected by for years and years and years. PayPal, of course, banning political dissidents as far back as 2017, 2018. Now it's finally getting attention because some more high-profile people are getting banned. I suppose we should be grateful for that. But again, it's not like this is a new thing. Specifically, who has been banned, and it's quite a growing list I'm going to get to in the next segment. But we've been talking about this for years, of course. This is the road to social credit score dystopia. This is the very end goal of all deplatforming. It's not to make people just lose their Twitter accounts. The end goal of cancel culture is not to just make people lose their jobs. It's to leave them destitute and unable to participate in basic economic functions. Now, the co-founder of PayPal came out, in fact, last year, last August. This is David Sacks. And he said that PayPal was creating a de facto no-buy list by banning people for their opinions. This is the founder of PayPal who came out and warned about this a year ago. And I've made the point over and over again. It's about financial strangulation. It's about the ultimate future where you go to the grocery store to buy some food. You go to pay with your credit card because, of course, everything's cashless. Nobody accepts cash anymore. That has vastly accelerated, of course, under the Great Reset lockdown. You have pubs across England now, across the UK. The very bastions, the heart of the community. Even the pubs are going cashless. So when there's no cash, there's no alternative. You go to buy your groceries in the store. So sorry, your credit card payment has been declined. You misgendered a drag queen on Twitter. Not only is your payment being declined, your account is now permanently closed because you're a dangerous right-wing extremist. You're a MAGA extremist, as Joe Biden keeps saying, as teenage Republicans get murdered by left-wing extremists on the streets. You're on the blacklist, and you're on the blacklist for good. So the very founder of PayPal warned that that was happening after it had already happened for years. You have PayPal aligning now with governments to create these central banked digital currencies where it completely replaces cash, completely replaces even credit card payments to the point where in Japan, I read recently, and of course I read it on the World Economic Forum website because they were celebrating it, they're talking about companies directly paying employees and bypassing the banks completely. So we're getting more and more digitized, we're getting more and more centralized, we're getting less and less options in terms of financial platforms. We had a headline from back in January of this year, PayPal permanently bans another conservative journalist from having an account. In that case, it was Ian Miles Chong. And again, similarly to the recent examples, which I'm going to go through, sometimes they actually call you up. And the people who work at PayPal, because of the type of people they hire, they really enjoy telling people that their accounts have been banned, and they really enjoy implying that, yes, it was purely because of their political opinions. Now, because we had a law here in the United Kingdom, and it still is a law, it's still set to pass, although it's being amended, the Online Harms Bill, headline, new dystopian law would give all social media users a truth score. So again, if you misgender the drag queen on Twitter, your truth score, saying that a man in a dress is still a man, that will negatively affect your truth score, like your credit score if you don't pay your bills. Your truth score on social media goes down. You get put into the red zone, the danger zone, and maybe the next time you go to the grocery store, your payment is declined. We're going to get into who exactly has been banned and if any consequences are going to arise from that in the next segment. Summit.news, don't go away. We'll be back.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Summit.news headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the PayPal purge accelerates, and now questions are being asked in the British Houses of Parliament over this, now that more prominent individuals have been deplatformed, debanked by the financial transaction giant. Reclaim the Net has the headline, PayPal bans the Free Speech Union, the Daily Skeptic, and Toby Young. US tech giant PayPal has shut down multiple accounts associated with the Free Speech Union, a UK group that protects free speech, of course, and they actually are very successful in doing so in many cases. Many of these high-profile cases that get into the media and end up going to the courts, for example, the case of Harry Miller, who was interrogated and lost his job because he basically retweeted a limerick on Twitter that made fun of transgender people. He eventually ended up going to court. He won his case, and that was very much with the help of the Free Speech Union. So this is a group that's been very successful in defending free speech legally and getting media attention. So it is a good thing that this is now getting the attention it deserves, but it had to happen off the back of them being banned. Young said PayPal started initiating closure of his personal account for his news website, Daily Skeptic, and the Free Speech Union last Thursday. And again, what you don't realise in this, and we're going to go to the video in a second because it gets into it a little bit more, is these debankings are happening all the time. They're happening to numerous right-of-centre conservative personalities all the time. Back in 2018, 2019, when this deplatforming was more of a new thing, everyone would talk about it. Everyone would talk about getting deplatformed by PayPal, Venmo, getting kicked off of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever. And of course, the effect that that seemed to have was that if, for example, you got kicked off by Twitter and you went public about it, you made a big fuss about it, then Facebook would say, oh, well, if Twitter banned them, well, then we've got to ban them as well. And it would be a domino effect. It would be a cascade effect where if you made it public, then you'd lose that access to all these other accounts as well. So what we see now over the past 2 or 3 years is tons of people getting debanked, getting deplatformed by both big tech and banking services, but they don't go public about it. They keep it quiet because they fear that domino effect. So we don't even know the amount of people who have been debanked, but since Toby Young and the Free Speech Union got debanked, a bunch of other people have come out and said that it happened to them. I'm going to tell you who else it happened to, but let's go to the video first. This is called The Truth About PayPal. We'll watch this and we'll be back.
Well, it's come a long way since the days of Elon Musk and Peter Thiel. Since the halcyon days of the late 90s, once everyone's favourite, friendly and convenient payment processor, giving financial freedom to the little man. Well, now PayPal is a weaponised, vicious tool of the regime. In the last week alone, PayPal banned the Free Speech Union, a group that, clues in the name, exists to legally defend free speech. They banned Law or Fiction, a group of lawyers that fights against vaccine mandates. They banned GAG, a group that that fights against the sexualization of minors. This is nothing really new. PayPal have been debanking people with anti-regime views for years. They previously banned left-wing news outlets that weren't sufficiently amplifying regime rhetoric. The reasons PayPal gives for banning people are, of course, completely spurious, proving that they're just satiating the demands of left-wing cancel culture mobs. In the case of the Free Speech Union, PayPal responded to questions as to why they banned the account by citing
tolerance, diversity, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
What? What does that mean?
Tolerance, diversity, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
Except those people who say arbitrary, bogus, nonsense. It's an insult to our intelligence. What's the solution? Well, don't use PayPal, obviously. Cancel your accounts. And support alt-tech startups that are trying to create fair payment processor platforms that don't ruin people's livelihoods for daring to engage in wrong thing. Rumble did it for video hosting, and their growth is exponential, so why can't we do it for payment processing? Well, small problem, Visa and MasterCard enjoy a virtual monopoly on payment processing. Nearly everything goes through them. Back in 2019, a left-wing activist group tried to force MasterCard to hold a vote, which would decide who could use their services based on political opinions. Imagine that. You go to pay for your groceries. Sorry, your credit card has been declined. You misgendered a drag queen on Twitter. Your account has been closed. And this is what I've been warning about for years. Deplatforming isn't about you losing your Twitter account. Cancel culture isn't about you losing your job. It's about losing your ability to even function in a normal society. It's about being denied the ability to have a bank account at all, to pay bills, to pay for a mortgage, to pay for car insurance, to pay for flights, to pay for food. Debanking is being fused with the cashless society. Governments are creating central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. This is the communist Chinese-style social credit score in the West. It's here, and it's only going to get worse. They literally want you debanked, destitute, homeless, starving on the street. That's the end goal of deplatforming, of cancel culture. The complete and total subjugation of human existence. There's an easy way to avoid it all, though. Just keep those dangerous opinions to yourselves. Just sign over your soul to the regime. Now, I mentioned it there. It was back in 2019, a left-wing lobby group was almost successful in getting MasterCard to hold a vote amongst their shareholders that would have instituted a new policy where they could terminate services to anyone if they expressed, quote, far-right political opinions. Now, we know what the new definition of far-right domestic extremism is because the President of the United States enunciates it on a daily friggin' basis. It's 75 million plus Trump voters. That's not a far-right extremist, that's a huge chunk of the population. Anyone, basically, who doesn't amplify regime narratives, whether they do that in public or whether they do it on social media. Now, up until this point, Visa and MasterCard have resisted that, because, of course, if you're literally banning people for the way they vote, not only is it totalitarianism, but is going to eliminate a huge foundation of your customer base. Doesn't seem to bother PayPal, of course, with a wave of people cancelling their accounts. Boycott PayPal is trending on Twitter right now, whether that does anything. They're such a global behemoth. It's barely going to make a dent, isn't it, really, if you think about it. But in 2019, the CEO of Visa had to come out and said that he would promise not to block purchases of firearms. And again, it's this idea of this no-buy list, of course. Now we've got Visa and MasterCard saying they'll report gun purchases directly to the federal government, so they're only one step away from banning gun sales altogether via Visa and MasterCard. People, dissidents, have already been punished by not just big tech, not financial processors, but governments for their political opinions. Back in September last year, Australian authorities came out and said they would, quote, lock out unvaccinated people from being able to participate in the economy. We also had this headline from March of this year. Apple and Google payment systems block Russians, causing chaos in Moscow metro system. This entire system was dependent on Apple Pay and Google Pay. And suddenly the switch was flipped and you had massive queues at Moscow metros. People couldn't pay for their tickets because it was 100% totally dependent
on these Google and Apple Pay systems, which things now increasingly are, especially with the QR codes. Now, it's not just the free speech group Toby Young that's been hit with this. Telegraph reports PayPal shuts account of parents group that campaigned to keep schools open during pandemic. So it's not only, you know, gays against groomers, people trying to protect children from sexualization. It's not the Free Speech Union trying to protect people from cancel culture. It's parents' organizations that have lobbied because of the massive damage that lockdown was doing to their children. Speech delays, speech impediments, symptoms of autism rising 350% in America and in the United Kingdom. Trying to lobby, trying to create awareness to keep schools open to fight against barbaric, draconian lockdown policies that have now been vehemently discredited as a tool for dealing with the virus. Now those groups are impacted. So you'll see across the board, it's nothing to do with hate. It's nothing to do with racism. It's nothing to do with extremism. It's any organization, including left-wing organizations that were anti-war, that dissents from regime narratives. They're debanked. They're deplatformed, they're strangled, they're cut off. It is a tool of the regime, it's vicious, and people are finally starting to stand up against it. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So I know earlier was Toby Young was the Daily Skeptic, which generally has been an anti-lockdown website questioning man-made climate change hysteria as well. Targeted shutdown by the vicious regime tool that is PayPal. They also targeted a parents' interest group in the United Kingdom. Telegraph reports PayPal shuts account of parents group that campaigned to keep schools open during pandemic. Parents group that fought to keep schools open during the pandemic has become the latest to have their account shut down by PayPal due to the nature of its activities. And again, who decides woke employees within PayPal? That's who, at the behest of feverish left-wing cancel culture mobs using social media to brigade outrage and pressure these companies, not that they even need much pressure, into debanking both individuals and political lobby groups that aren't far left-wing, that aren't pro-regime. Us for them said it being unable to access thousands of pounds. Oh, that's the other thing they do. All the money that you've earned from PayPal, and for people who've been using PayPal for 10, 15 years, all the commission they've given PayPal, the money that you earn that's in those PayPal accounts, they say, oh, not only are we going to cancel, close your account, you can't even get your own money out. Imagine that, going to the bank and saying, no, sorry, we're keeping your money for 6 months, for a year, maybe forever, while we assess the damages that you've caused us. They literally shut down your account. They cut off your livelihood. And then they accuse you of causing them damages and say they're going to steal your money. PayPal is not a safe or secure platform for any business. Mint Press, all these other left-wing news organizations, again, offered mild criticism of some of these wars, and they got shut down. It's not just right-wing extremists, as the Biden administration has demonized 75 million-plus Americans. It's anyone who can be targeted. This is not a safe platform anymore for anyone. They will not only shut you down and make you look stupid in the media, they will steal your money. That's not illegal, apparently, to just steal people's money that they've legitimately earned. Comes as PayPal faces a backlash over its decision to shut down the accounts of the Free Speech Union, as we've explained. Then we have this actual question being asked in Parliament today, which is good to see. It's better than nothing, I guess. And there's going to be some kind of debate over that. But when asked why they shut down the free speech account, Toby Young said this. He didn't say what I'd done wrong. This was the employee on the phone call with him, or in the email, but included this sentence implying that the rule I'd broken, quote, PayPal's policy is not to allow our services to be used for activities that promote hate, violence, or racial intolerance. Again, this website has nothing whatsoever to do with that. It mainly talks about vaccine injuries. Nothing to do with hate or intolerance. The one thing it has done, the Free Speech Union, is of course defended people who have upset the maniacal, deranged, transgender LGBT lobby. So it says, for instance, last year we went into bat for the women's rights activist Kelly J. Keene after she had a petition removed from change.org. A petition which had several thousand signatures asked the Oxford English Dictionary not to change the definition of woman from adult human female to something else. So they've got small organizations that try to lobby for language not to be maliciously butchered by these organizations. No, you can't do that. You can't defend those people. We're going to remove your right to process financial transactions. Apparently to them, that's hate speech. In an interview with Unheard, Toby Young came out today. He said, he was asked, is this an existential threat to what you're doing? Basically, one third of all their financial transactions for the membership of their group, the Free Speech Union, were via PayPal. So if you've got 10,000, I think they've got 10,000 members, you get about 3,000 of those members paying their monthly fee via PayPal, that immediately cuts off a third of your revenue stream. He was asked if this was an existential threat to what he was doing. He said, no, we'll survive. In fact, I think we'll come back stronger, and the FSU is going to try to get the law changed so PayPal and other financial service companies can't deplatform other people for expressing political views they disapprove of. I feel like saying to PayPal, you messed with the wrong guy. Well, you know, he's getting questions asked in Parliament. I know he's got certain friends within the Conservative Party, not that the Conservative government has really done anything for us in the course of the last, what, 6 or 7 years. But again, this might be the straw that breaks the camel's back, at least forcing PayPal possibly to amend its policies where it can't arbitrarily just delete your account because of some, you know, pink-haired woke mob on Twitter saying that you're engaging in hate speech. And of course, the definition, their definition of hate speech is any opinion that they disagree with. They also have this headline, PayPal Google execs to help Bank of England understand digital currency. Again, it's not just PayPal. They're now taking over all these other financial sectors in terms of payment processing, creating financial monopolies where they control everything. They control Venmo, which is why whenever people get banned by PayPal, the very same day they get banned by Venmo. Reclaim the Net reports the Biden administration is serious about considering a digital dollar. Last week's U.S. Treasury Department report suggests the Biden administration is increasingly embracing the idea of moving forward with the Federal Reserve issuing a central bank digital currency, CBDC, although the decision has not yet been made. Again, further centralization of the banking system, further risk of freezing out so-called MAGA extremists as they've been demonized and preventing them from engaging in basic commerce. Of course, this is all part of the Great Reset as we move towards a cashless society. WEF piece lauds how billions across the world complied with lockdown restrictions. This was an opinion piece published by the World Economic Forum, which apparently has no power and is a complete joke according to the legacy media, but all their policies seem to be unfurling at a rate of knots. Lauds how billions of people complied with restrictions imposed as a result of lockdown, suggesting they would do the same under the guise of reducing carbon emissions. And it goes back to this thing about climate lockdowns, where India was literally introducing climate lockdowns into some of its major cities, telling people that they'd be fined if they tried to drive their cars into certain areas of the city. The same time that was happening, literally the same day, Reuters was publishing fact checks, which were promoted by Twitter and all the other big tech platforms, saying that climate lockdowns were a conspiracy theory and they didn't exist on the very same day that India announced a climate lockdown. This article, published on the WEF website, is entitled My Carbon, an Approach for Inclusive and Sustainable Cities. And it basically explains that the COVID lockdowns was a test of social responsibility, despite the fact that we know the COVID lockdowns were absolutely devastating. Tens of thousands of untreated illnesses, depression, alcoholism, suicide. Sweden never locked down. They didn't have as many deaths as neighbouring Nordic countries. The lockdowns have been discredited, but here's the WEF, the Great Reset, lauding the fact that even though it was an outrage, everyone complied anyway, and that's what they're going to do with climate lockdowns. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go away.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
I want to get to this video now because while people are being debanked, deplatformed for questioning the current thing for not amplifying regime narratives on big tech or using PayPal or the financial services simply to get by, to have their supporters donate to them, being debanked, being kicked off those platforms. In the streets of the United Kingdom, it is still the case where even though they've been told to stop doing this, the police are interrogating and in many cases arresting people on the basis of them offending somebody by something they said. They've been told to stop doing it. They're still doing it. We had another example of it emerge just recently. I'm going to come back and talk about it, but here's the video. Arrested for questioning the current thing. Let's roll it. Well, yet again, UK cops have been caught on camera acting like the thought police. Believe it or not, some protesters dared to undermine the current thing.
Obviously, I know there's no issues you being here with the protests and stuff. I know you're here quite a lot. The issue is the flag, I'll be perfectly honest.
It's the flags again. Yeah. The flags, right.
I mean, they were carrying multiple flags, but one of them... Oh, my God, one of them had these colours!
You are causing a nuisance.
No, we're not.
You need to leave, peacefully leave, and cut the protest short today because you've upset people.
Yeah, I'm upset every time I see an Extinction Rebellion clown blocking a road. Can you go and interrogate and arrest them because I'm upset?
You've got to take the hand from Russian players that you are displaying, as there's currently a war going on in Ukraine with Russia. That's a public order offence, and we've got offences that we have to deal with. And to do that, we need details. And we need all of your details to then carry on the incident.
No, sorry, you don't get to decide what opinions I can express about a war under threat of arrest.
So, right now I'm going to ask for all the details. We don't give them, I've got powers to arrest you.
No, you f***ing don't. You don't have the power to arrest someone because someone else claimed they were offended. And that's why all these charges were eventually dropped and Essex police is being sued. Russia is bad. They arrest political dissidents. Proceeds to arrest political dissidents.
Don't give them, I've got powers to arrest you.
It's okay when we do it. They were all imprisoned overnight. And unbelievably, the activists were not only charged with disturbing the peace, but with inciting racial hatred. What? Against who? They were protesting against a war, against a cost of living crisis caused by that war. What the hell has that got to do with race? And they weren't just displaying Russian flags to cause aggro. The demonstrators said they held up a 7-meter-long bunting which contained the flags of every nation in the world. Our government has sent over £2.5 billion of our money to prolong this war. Of course we have the right to question it in public. How many times do the police have to be told? A person claiming they were offended by something doesn't give you the power to arrest someone. How many f***ing times? Harry Miller won his case. The College of Policing came out after and clarified that the police can't take, quote, a disproportionate response to reports of a non-crime hate incident. That means, despite the absurdity of the existence of speech, which isn't a crime, but in bizarro clown world still represents a non-crime hate incident. You can't go around threatening, intimidating and arresting someone for basic free speech, for holding a flag that might offend someone, when anything can offend anyone. It's completely arbitrary. There are thousands upon thousands of Ukrainian flags being flown in villages, towns and cities across the entire country. You don't get to decide which flags are officially regime approved and which flags are offensive and therefore illegal.
The war. I'm still not finished. So right now you've got public order offences and we need to take the details.
Okay.
If you don't give them the
crime.
That's either that. So we're going to arrest you. You don't have to say anything, but it may harm the defence you not mentioned. When questioned, some of which later are in court, and anything you do say may begin to... That applies to all three of you, so if I can remove your phone now.
Maybe the cops have spent just a bit too much time doing the Macarena at gay pride parades. Too little time learning and remembering what the actual frigging law is. Thankfully, as I said, these charges were dropped 4 months later, and those arrested and imprisoned are now taking legal action against Essex police. Don't forget, there was national hand-wringing over anti-royalist protesters holding up offensive signs and being arrested. Where was the outrage over this? There wasn't a single news report about it. No blue checkmark on Twitter was bothered about it, and yet similar things continue to happen across the country again and again. They tell us they don't have the resources to respond to car thefts, to burglaries, but they have plenty of time to intimidate, interrogate and arrest people for expressing anti-regime opinions. I mean, no wonder the real criminals have no respect towards or fear of you. It's beyond the pale, and it has to stop now. Remember, this isn't just happening on the streets. We had a story a couple of months ago where an ex-police officer posted offensive George Floyd memes in a chat group, but not a public chat group, a private chat group with his friends and colleagues. One of them ratted him out. He got 20 weeks in prison for posting offensive memes in a private chat group. He didn't even broadcast them to the world. Meanwhile, as I mentioned, they say they're not even going to come out and respond to burglaries anymore. Violent crime going up again in the major cities. They're not going to respond to car thefts. They've effectively been legalized in London and other major cities because they're just not investigated But if you carry a flag that someone got offended by, oh, they'll arrest you. They were put in prison overnight, thankfully, because there's no foundation for that whatsoever. These police are now being sued, and the charges were eventually dropped. But yeah, again, we saw yesterday a guy called, who goes by the name Active Patriot, asked a question about grooming gangs of police officers in Bradford, I think it was. 2 minutes later, they sent out a team to snatch him. He's is in prison overnight. God knows where he is today. This continues to happen for political free speech on the streets of Britain. And talking about the current thing, Trump warns of World War III, says the conflict in Ukraine could spiral into World War III after Russia launched a new military offensive. Of course, they're talking about a new mobilization of 300,000 reservists. Some people say that's up to 1 million. Medvedev says nukes can be used to defend new Russian territories, warns hypersonic missiles can hit the EU and the US. Serbian president warns of great world conflict within 2 months. This is the president of Serbia, Aleksandar Vučić, who made the alarming comments during the first day of the UN General Assembly session in New York. He said, quote, I assume we're leaving the phase of the special military operation and approaching a major armed conflict. Now the question becomes, where is the line? And whether after a certain time, maybe a month or two even, we will enter a great world conflict not seen since the Second World War. We got into this conflict, of course, because of our, in European terms, total dependency on Russian gas and energy, because we wanted to be the great saviors of the planet in the name of pursuing net zero, in the name of preventing climate change. We shut down all our industries, all our energy infrastructure that was producing good energy that would keep us going for decades and decades, shut it all down in pursuit of disastrous green energy policies, completely dependent on Russian gas across Europe in order to save the planet. Well, how good are we at saving the planet now, given that the prospect of nuclear war has moved ever closer, especially over the last 48 hours? Study says nuclear war could cause apocalyptic new ice age. Not could, would. So again, we're saving the planet by becoming completely dependent on Russian gas. That's going to be shut off as a part of this war. Well, how good are we at saving the planet when it's obliterated in a nuclear annihilation? New study says that a nuclear war would cause global temperatures to plunge by about 13 degrees Fahrenheit. Maybe they'll welcome it. I mean, it'll solve global warming, right? Triggering a nuclear little ice age that would lead to mass starvation. This was a study conducted by researchers at Louisiana State University, and they basically said what we know already, nuclear firestorms, they release all the soot, goes into the upper atmosphere, blocks out the sun, you get crop failures around the world, it would kill off fishing, basically fishing across the entire planet would cease to exist. Ports, major ports, would be completely frozen up by the new ice age. They wouldn't be able to get the food into major cities. Mass starvation would occur, but I'm sure it was all worth it because we got to wave our little Ukrainian flags and we got to pretend like we were doing the good thing and we were saving the planet while actually blowing up the planet in a nuclear holocaust. Well done. Well done. Great work. Summit.news. We'll be back. Final segment. Don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Of course, we had one of the funniest, masterful political trolls in modern history last week with the Martha's Vineyard migrant flights on behalf of, course, Governor Ron DeSantis. Liberals showing that diversity maybe isn't such a strength in their minds when it happens in their backyards. We see the example of Europe proving diversity to not be such a strength on a regular basis. We've had more ethnic riots in the United Kingdom over the past week. Headline here out of the Telegraph. Ongoing clashes between Muslims and Hindus could spread all over Britain. These unintegrated communities are basically now at war with each other on a low-level basis on the streets. Here's a video about that. I'll come back and talk about it. Come back and talk about some actual good news. Yes, there's a scintilla of good news in Europe, but first we'll go to this video. It's called Trouble in Paradise. Let's roll it. Well, three different incidents occurred in the UK over the last week, which seem to suggest that we're going the way of Sweden, and that diversity may not be all it's cracked up to be. A man exposed his genitals to women and children who were queuing up to see the Queen lying in state in central London. The culprit was called Adio Adeshini, good old British name. Another man stabbed two police officers, one female, during a feverish attack in Leicester Square, London. The culprit was called Mohammed Rahman, good old British name. And during another incident, a man tried to rush and presumably desecrate the Queen's coffin as it was lying in state in central London.
The culprit was called Mohammed Khan. Good old British name. Note that these incidents didn't happen in Scotland. They didn't happen in the Cotswolds. They didn't happen in Dorset. They happened in London. The perpetrator of the attempted desecration of the Queen's coffin was from Tower Hamlets in East London, an area where white Brits make up less than 30% of the population. Meanwhile, in the multicultural city of Leicester, mobs of Muslims and Hindus fought running battles through the streets, with one Hindu temple being vandalized. After ignoring these violent clashes for days, the BBC finally reported these culprits to be just, quote, groups of young men, while parroting the general media line that the chaos was caused by a disagreement over a cricket match. Indeed, the mainstream media also appears to be extremely reluctant to describe clearly the nature of the clashes, with both the BBC and Sky News producing reports on Saturday's unrest that managed to get all the way to the end without once mentioning that the people involved were Muslims and Hindus. Commenting on the violence, former Labour MP Claudia Webb said, quote, Leicester is a shining example of how people from different cultures can live together side by side. Our diversity is what makes Leicester special. We are the city where the minorities make up the majority, and we are richer for this vibrant exchange of cultures. Yes, they're really calmly living together side by side, aren't they? They're really just engaging in a vibrant exchange of cultures.
We're on Nelson Road right now. Stand up with the Hindu mob. As you can see, look, they're going just out.
So, diversity, as you saw there, continues to be a strength in the United Kingdom, as it is across the rest of Europe. Headline here out of Remix News, Macron pushes to send migrants to French countryside, labels plan an opportunity during demographic transition. Again, you talk about a demographic transition of a country in a negative way, then you're a dangerous right-wing extremist. You talk about the same transition in a positive way, then you're an enlightened elitist liberal. French President Emmanuel Macron has promised that a new asylum and immigration bill will be tabled from the beginning of next year, the French leader highlighting the need to send more migrants into the French countryside. I'm sure they'll love that. During France's, quote, demographic transition, again, openly admitted, Macron is pushing for a better distribution of foreign nationals across France, especially in rural areas. He says it's because of the economic and social problems in the cities. Apparently, the solution is to move those same economic and social problems out to the rural areas too. Good luck with that. Meanwhile, in Germany, migrants only. The Greens plan to ban organic Germans from a third of job vacancies in the name of diversity, slammed as unconstitutional. A third of vacancies within the city of Hanover will be reserved exclusively for migrant applicants, new proposals praised by the local Green Party, who are in power, have revealed. That's, of course, completely illegal. You can't discriminate by hiring people based on race or ethnicity alone. But apparently that's clearly what they want to do, despite the fact that in Germany it's clearly unconstitutional. Let's go to this final clip now, though. A left-wing vlogger visited a migrant suburb of Sweden to prove how safe and wonderful and cozy it was. He ended up getting his watch robbed on the street. Let's go to this video. He didn't expect this. Let's roll it. Things didn't quite go to plan when a YouTube fitness vlogger visited the Swedish crime hotspot of Husby, a Stockholm suburb where the population has a 90% foreign-born background, in order to show how safe it was and to, quote, spread good vibes. He ended up getting robbed on the street. Whoops. Influencer Fabian GL was interviewing a man about living in the area when this happened.
Who are you tillsammans med?
Habibi.
Habibi?
Ja, Habibi. Habibi. Jag heter Habibi, ja.
Trevligt, trevligt. Fabian heter jag. Jag tänkte bara ställa en snabb fråga till dig här. Är du härifrån Husby?
Ja, visst. Ja, visst. Jag bor på Trondheimsgatan här.
Okay.
Off camera, the criminal threatened to shoot the vlogger if he didn't hand over his watch. Fabian told Express, and quote, they didn't take out a gun, but under the jacket of one of them, it looked like it was bulging out. The vlogger handed over the watch and the criminals on the electric scooter fled the scene. According to another report, when Fabian reported the crime to the police, a process which you can see in his video, instead of trying to hunt down the perpetrators, the cops interrogated Fabian, told him to stop filming and demanded that he leave Husby. That's so Sweden. While I'm unaware as to the nature of his content, Swedes emailed me to point out that Fabian GL is a leftist and he's been visiting these crime-ridden migrant ghettos to prove that diversity is in fact a strength. He previously visited another notorious migrant suburb, Rinkeby, where if you remember back in 2017, Tim Pool had to be escorted out by police for his own safety after being aggressively confronted by migrants. The Sweden Democrats have just become the second biggest party in the country, with the leftists, who won 19 out of the previous 24 elections, finally being voted out of office. And this video really kind of shows why, doesn't it? Police in Sweden now say there are at least 60 neighbourhoods over which they have no control whatsoever. Riots in these areas have become commonplace in response to police arresting violent criminals. There have been 500 bombings in Sweden, including grenade attacks, since 2018 alone. Gang violence is spiralling out of control. And unfortunately, no amount of feel-good propaganda can cover up for this total failure of multiculturalism. And well, we see the consequences of that across Europe now, and this is the sliver of good news that we learn, with right-wing anti-mass migration parties coming to power in European countries, in many cases in unprecedented circumstances. We have the Sweden Democrats, second biggest party now in Sweden. Now, Remix News reports Meloni on course to become Italy's PM despite demonisation by left and thinly veiled threats from the EU. The right-wing bloc looks set to have an absolute majority in Italy, in both houses of parliament, possibly even thanks to an electoral reform pushed through by the left, a constitutional majority. Their anti-mass migration and their anti-EU membership, that is Italy. This election, this coming Sunday is their election day. She's going to win, very clearly. The numbers aren't even close. And also in Austria. Austria's record influx of illegal immigrants could swing presidential election to the right. Austria's government is under pressure to tackle its border crisis. After 3,000 illegal immigrants entered the country this week, that is a new record for Austria, surpassing a record reached in the first week of September. They've had 47,000 people so far crossing into Austria, which is up from just 19,000 in 2021. So they're seeing similar levels to the United Kingdom. Up to 100,000 will cross by the end of the year, they're predicting, in Austria. And the pro-refugee, pro-mass migration leader of Austria is in trouble in the polls. So again, more good news in Europe. German authorities have been operating hundreds of fake far-right social media accounts. Similar situation to Biden demonizing Americans. This supposed domestic extremist right-wing terror threat is so vast, is so serious, is so immediate that the authorities literally have to create it out of nothing. We've known for decades that the far-right in Germany was completely infiltrated and controlled by the authorities. Now it turns out all the big right-wing social media accounts in Germany are also controlled by the German authorities because the threat of right-wing extremism is so massive that they have to generate it out of nothing. It's going to wrap it up. Summit.news. War Room is next. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.